Wondering what brought you here today.
I am suffering from lack of motivation, a little low energy. I think I am not feeling part of this bigger organization. The silos are really getting to me. I send an email, I don't get a response for weeks. And when I bring it up, I feel like I'm annoying. I need to find a way to be part of the bigger organization, and I'm not seeing a lot of opportunity for that.
What makes you, what is it that makes you feel this way?
Well, the one thing is the lack of response. I guess it's a cultural thing. We are, or have been here, very responsive, very open door, very willing to talk to any level of management, and that doesn't seem to be the case with the new organization. It is a much larger organization for the combined companies, and it's difficult for me to operate with this slow response time.
Is that a general statement, or is that with everybody you're trying to communicate with?
I think it's with everyone.
With everyone, by everyone, who do you mean?
My direct colleagues who, during integration, were normally there pretty quickly. I just had a now that we're waiting for the new person to come in. I was able to talk directly to a week ago about certain things that were of concern to me. No response since. And I guess that's it.
Why is it? What do you feel that they're taking from your comments to them? What is it you think they're feeling?
Good question. I don't know. I spoke to someone this morning who was away for a couple of days and laughed hysterically when I said how long I was waiting for a response on a specific question, and didn't offer anything to accelerate the process. I'm not sure. I think there's a feeling here of we're the big cheese and you're going to do as we say.
Is the new management, are they old management or are they new management? Are we not in the growth of the company to keep the old management, or are you dealing with new people?
The people that we're reporting to now are totally new to us. It's difficult from the perspective of expectation here, and I mean, I'm singing the song "It's a Whole New World" repeatedly to people, saying it's just a new way of doing things, but it's frustrating to me when I'm the one that's the champion for it, and I don't get a little bit of attention.
So it sounds like you're discouraged more than anything.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules of the game are. I mean, I think that's what it is. For me, is the expectation that I'll give you a perfect example. I was manager of training and development. I managed all training for my company. I'm no longer a manager. I no longer have direct reports, but I am still charged with finding space, trainers, and materials for training that needs to take place in this location. I asked for space back this year. We've been leasing space now for the lease is coming to an end at the end of this month, and I need a decision on can I keep the space? What are the alternatives? I do have requests for training continuously and into May, and I have no space for that training. So I'm concerned, and my concern has not become their concern.
Who do you go with these concerns to specifically?
I've been to my my who left a week ago. Yeah. So that I thought that had been elevated to the right place, but I, again, still have not heard anything. And then last week we had an all-staff sort of celebration for the merger, and I caught the ear of the VP of HR and said, yeah, I'm aware of it, but nothing else.
It sounds like you're a lot, you're used to a small family and now a very large family.
Mm-hmm. And lots of people to, you know, send information to. But I am very responsive when I'm asked for information. I tend to it right away. My process is very quick. Whatever needs attention gets done. And sometimes I hear comments like, oh, my God, you're too fast for me, or I didn't think you'd get it to me that quickly, that kind of response. Mm-hmm. So it kind of says to me that maybe they're not used to that, and I shouldn't be used to it either.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't think of it that way. I would think of it, you just enter, you're a fast machine entering a slow street. But is there something else that's, I mean, that's a legitimate concern, but is there something else that is in the back of your mind, perhaps, with all this?
Let me think. I think there's a bit of, could I call it? It's not anger, but it's somewhat like that. I don't understand how I lost my staff, that I can provide the training that I need to the people here who are being integrated. I don't have a direct link to, I mean, what used to be one level above me that made all the decisions is now two or three levels, and I'm not really privy to how it works or what is the politics behind it.
Is there someone you could ask?
I could ask again. I think that's, you know, that's been my big hesitation is, do I ask again? Do I appear to be overly pushy? Am I making too much of a fuss over something? That's just the way it is. You know, that's the question. That is the question.
Are you asking the right person now, though?
We're in the middle of a change in director, so he hasn't started yet. So I did go to the next level, and I did do something last week after not hearing anything. This week, I did go to, I'm losing track of weeks, it's Monday. So Friday, I bumped into our who said, I want to work with you on the space issue. Let's talk later. And I did have a meeting with her, and she was going to try and work around her vehicles to get me at least an answer to the question of space.
What was her first name? Could she take care of that?
She
so your concern.
Yeah, she could. I think she is. You know, there's this whole feeling of we can only do what we can through our own channels, and that's fine. But I just need to know how far
you want an outline of those channels.
Yeah, yeah. What I knew before, I don't know now.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult because we had someone who left totally unexpectedly, who was at least an ear for the situation I'm dealing with. But then now that that person's gone, I don't know where things are, where they were left.
Well, I'm hearing two strong concerns. One, that you're going to miss your timeline and your leases, which is part of your job.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is the chain of command.
Mm-hmm.
Head this right now, which is more important?
You know, I would say both, but priority-wise is to know the chain of command.
Over taking care of the space so that you don't have a gap in your job?
Well, we have workable, like we could lease for another week. I mean, that would be a short-term answer to the problem, and I think that's very doable. I'm just concerned about the bigger picture, which is forever. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be leasing on a month-by-month basis. So I think that's something that I can handle. The chain of command thing, though, will always get in the way if I don't know what I'm dealing with.
But you said you're waiting for a new director to start. So that'll be something that you'd be able to take up with him or her when that prison starts.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, you have a space issue still.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you could work with to make sure that you don't have a hole in your productivity when that new director comes?
Mm-hmm. I see how you're presenting that. Yes, I think that's a very good solution to that issue.
Okay. So when would you have time to talk to Cheryl again?
I can stop in later today.
Okay. I guess at that point, when do you have a date of start for your new director?
No. I've asked more than once, and I don't have a date.
Okay. So I think you might, do you feel your stress coming from your worry of this or the actual fact that you don't know? Because I know they are one and the same, but they're really not.
The fact that I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, it very well might be that the perspective from the new person will be something that will be clear and easy to follow. I didn't feel that from the previous situation. I think there were some things withheld because of the integration that weren't quite worthy of me. So I have a fresh perspective. I am a team player, and I will, wear rose-colored glasses when I meet the new team.
And in the meantime, you'll contact
That's
and
right.
take care of. Yeah.
But she's my friend. I can deal with
yeah.
it. Yeah.
So find some confidence in those your pieces of your job that you're responsible to function or for their function are going to be a huge play. And when your new director comes in, when they see that you're able to handle your job without direction. Well, so I'm counting on you to talk to us today.
I will.
And then we'll follow up next time, see how that went. And in the meantime, you should maybe consider anytime you make a communication, make it via email, so when you voice your concerns that you can actually even track how often for your own personal, but for the most part, it's somebody say, well, why didn't you bring it up?
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, you're already doing... If you've done your job for so long, you're just adjusting now to, it looks like,
mm-hmm.
a new machine.
Yeah.
But,
okay. Right.
Well,
thank you
very much.
All right. So let's debrief on that. How are you feeling right now?
Much better. It's like a weight lifted. I've been in this cloud for a week or so. Not trying to anticipate the next move. What's the next move? Where is all of this going? How is this going to be resolved? And feeling very stressed. But this was a good conversation with some good action be performed right away to get at least a piece of it in control.
All right. And how did it help you here?
Well, he made me understand that there were some things that I could handle in the meantime. I love that phrase, in the meantime, right? Because all I kept thinking was, I've got to wait for this new person, and nobody's telling me when this new person will begin. And I felt frustrated about that, that things were just on hold. So there was this thing I could take care of, follow up on, get some action on right away. And the way he phrased it, which is so that when the new director comes in, he can see that I've been able to handle things without direction. And I think that was a great way to say it.
And why was that so important to you?
Because the director is unknown right now, and it may be, I don't know, it's already been a week and a half. Maybe it'll be another 2 to 3 weeks before we have that direction. This at least lets me feel like I have some control over the action plan that we've set in motion to continue.
Has the director been hired yet?
Yeah. So the part of the story I didn't tell anyone yet is that I applied for it, and I didn't get it. So, I just fessed up. But it's a person who's been with the company, the bigger company, several years in a completely different area. So part of it is just, I'm not sure how this is going to work.
So they're not experienced in this area, and you are.
Yeah.
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 So you have to do some on-the-job training, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, and the real kicker is that the person before that was also the same profile and left within a year for an incredibly wonderful opportunity and said as she was leaving, thank you for teaching me so much. So salt to the wound, you know. That kind of thing. Yeah, so I was very distressed that I was not chosen, so now I have to deal with this all over again. And, you know, having some control over what I do and doing it well is important to me because of that, because everything else has been stripped and opportunity was given somewhere else. So I want to be very good, if not beyond good, at what I do and what they assign me to do.
So you don't know who this new person is going to be, or you do know who they're going to be?
I do, yeah.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
And they don't have any experience in the area at all?
No. So what you said was very important, because if that's the case, then I have to make it clear what it is and just run with it. And I think that was good way to frame what it is that I'm up against and what I can do in the meantime, which was very helpful.
So 6 months out from now, what are you really concerned about?
Truth be told, recognition.
Which translates into?
Title change.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was kind of hearing here, without really
mm-hmm.
hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
So what else can you do to prepare yourself for that situation a few months down the road, whether it be 6 months or 9 months? How do you do that?
Well, definitely this opportunity to certify and become very significant in the implementation of performance management, skill development, goals to me is critical, and also to be able to lead the implementation of the system that will support it.
Let's check in with our observer. So, Nate, what were your thoughts on the session?
It felt less like a coaching conversation and more like a mentoring conversation, and I say that for a few reasons. I didn't hear a clarification of the agenda after the initial question, and I felt like we went right into resolution mode, and it was actually him giving suggestions for those changes. And I didn't, and part of that too, I feel like, was revealed in comments at the end when she was speaking with you, because she said things like, he phrased it that way, or what said is very important. And as a coach, I feel like our job is to ask challenging questions for them to come to that place of understanding. And I didn't quite see that happening in that conversation. So that would be kind of my overall, I mean, lots of questioning and stuff, but the further we got into the discussion, it turned into more of advice giving from my perspective.
Okay. And so what question did you want to ask that didn't get asked?
I was going to ask something about, like, I could tell that there was a lot of anxiety about this space being saved, and she felt like it was really out of her control. So I probably would have asked something about what would happen in the case that space isn't saved, to kind of talk through that, because I feel like that would be a good example of a situation that she's fearful of, but, you know, if it ends up happening, but she's connected and she's done everything that she can, it won't necessarily fall on her. It would fall on these other people because she has responses, or at least that's kind of how I played it out. That was one of the questions that I would have asked. And then I don't know how I would have gotten to it, but I feel like the revelation that she made when she was talking to you about how she had applied for that position and didn't receive it, that had a huge impact on her experience with this. And so that to me kind of revealed that we needed to, like, dig a little bit deeper before coming up with solutions. But I don't necessarily have a specific question that I would have asked at a certain point to feel that.
All right. So was the question really about space? Was that what the topic here really was?
Oh, no. That was just one of the questions that I wrote down when we were going through. I mean, from my perspective, the issue is more or less that she is underappreciated in her role and with all of this change. And then also there's that dissonance between, in her professional role, being the person who's trying to help people manage this change, and she's not getting the support that she needs. So I think that was another kind of key piece to all of this that I would have explored a little further.
It came out in the post discussion here that she had applied for the job and didn't get it, and that's bothered
mm-hmm.
her a lot.
Mhm.
How did you get to that during the session?
Maybe I don't know. I couldn't. I don't feel like I could tell you exactly how to get to it, but I think that by asking more questions and not moving to a resolution so swiftly may have revealed that naturally. But I don't necessarily have, like, a specific line of questions. I would love to hear how you would see that. She kind of just, like, confessed to it. You didn't even really ask her anything directly. She just kind of revealed that, which, you know, I'm grateful for her being really open, but I wonder if other personalities, I'm not really sure how you'd get to that point.
She was dying to say it all during the session.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it, Dave. Underlying all that verbiage, yeah, there was this, like, I can't say that because it'll change the nature of this conversation, but it was at the heart of it, so I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I heard without her saying it. I heard it. Here's the important part. I heard it through the giggles.
Mm.
Ah, okay. Mhm.
Yeah. And I didn't have to go very deep to get her to say it, because she wanted to say it. She was dying to say it. I mean, she's. I'm sure I know you're sitting right there. I didn't mean to talk about you like you're not here. She's aware of it. She is, at some level, bothered by it. She's bothered, and she feels this way about it, which is why she didn't bring it out in the first place. But it's right in the top of her, it's in the back of her mind, and she wants to talk about it because she's really bothered by the fact this didn't happen. Comments like, you know, you're too fast for me. Maybe they're not used to that. And then she giggled. I went, uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
Yeah. So I gave an opportunity to say it. She did. So we'll come back to that in just a minute here. So let's go talk to, what are your thoughts listening to the question?
Well, a lot of times, I mean, when you work with those people, there's going to be times where they keep things from you for whatever reason that you're not going to get in the first session anyways. You've got to work your way, I don't disagree here at all, but you got to have something that you always get within the first session. So,
yeah,
in the meantime, you know, and secondly, people sometimes will hold, I mean, I popped it right out at that when you were talking to her, that something that she wanted to talk about, but at the same time, it was something she had her reasons why she didn't want to discuss it up until that one point where she just felt overwhelmed, like she was hiding it from us. So I didn't see it as so much as something she just wanted to say, as much as something she felt. We all have things we just don't want to say. It's a really deep, that's a true confession right there. A spill of the heart, sort of, you know. So, but we all have things that we just don't want to bring right out. Don't want to bring right out, and it's our job to get as a coach. But sometimes it's not something you get, you know, you don't get right within the first session. So.
Okay. So looking back on this session after the fact here, what would you change in the way you did it?
I got strong reads in the beginning that it was more of a jealousy thing of maybe not directly to the fact of her position because I didn't know that, but to the change and a lot of comment of new, you know, everyone who's new and moving forward is and who's in current upper management now is from the new company. So more of a resentment, not in a bad way, just the human nature thing where the change seemed overwhelming. So I probably could have gone more further feelings of what was really behind, you know, not so much about knowing, but the fact that it was changing.
Yeah.
Because that was obvious. So.
Yeah, the frustration was pretty much on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I want to explore in a couple of moments is what's causing the frustration.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, give me some good feedback, and I appreciate that. You're getting very good at the observing this. I really appreciate that.
Thanks.
Oh, really? You did a nice job there. Yeah, I didn't hear the takeaway either because, I mean, I felt like we were trying to solve the problem of the space, and it wasn't a space problem. And so what I want you to think about is during that agenda process, I feel like most of us, including yours truly, I'm kind of a fact kind of guy. Yeah, I'm a degreed accountant, okay? My background's in finance. So I tend to deal in real numbers and real things and facts. And in coaching, I need to get beyond the facts to the emotions and the feelings. So in your exploratory questions in the agenda, do more broadening questions that don't try and, I mean, you did get to have a nailing down the facts here in terms of, you know, is it new managers or old managers? What was the other one you asked here? You asked what you think they're feeling based on your comments. I want to say, what are you feeling based on your comments?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to just think more, give more out than just facts. Get out what's behind them. Again, let's take that broader picture. That's going to make it clear to you where to go for the coachable moment. And you asked, you mentioned, you made a comment, you said you sound frustrated. And there wasn't a question beyond that, but she said, I don't know the expectations. I'm no longer a manager. Still responsibility for all the things I had before, worst that effect. And there was emotion there, too. So as you listen for the words, listen for the emotions as well, and explore those. They're going to help you identify what's underneath the agenda. And that's what's really going to get the client to shift into a new perspective. Because her bigger issue here is the fact that she's feeling a little bit left out, and she wants to prepare herself for that next job. She thinks she deserved it this time. And she may have for all we know, right? She may be wonderful for all we know. So we want to talk about how to help her see things, how to position herself for the future. And so that means getting beyond the topic and what really the agenda is and feeling frustrated by this and what's underneath that. Okay? I think if you do that, if you do work on that area, you find yourself having much more meaningful sessions with your clients. Okay?
Right.
All right.